Hello, welcome to the Bodies Built Better podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Tan, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for making this such a spectacular year. I cannot share my appreciation enough. It's because of you, this podcast continues to grow, and I am so deeply grateful for you. This episode is the last installment of the 12 Days of Quotemas. I invited my very good friend, Josh Smith, to chat with me today about his favorite quote. And it's just a quote that I think is one that can round up the year, but also take us into an extraordinary 2024 as well. So that's why I wanted to chat with Josh about his favorite quote and hope that this episode today really sets you up for an extraordinary 2024. So lastly, all I want to say once again is thank you. I really hope I can make 2024 even more spectacular. And I'd really love for you to come along with me for that journey. Next year, I'd really love to make sure that you are a big part of the podcast. And I'd love to be getting more interactive and I want to hear from you more. So please get in touch. I have an email set up, feedback@jackietan.com, where I'd love for you to send any and all of your feedback, what you love about the podcast, what could be changed, what could be improved, what could make it even better. I want to hear it all because it's really important to me that I continue to not only deliver the best possible podcast, the best possible information, knowledge, wisdom, and experience from incredible people, but that it truly connects with you and what you need. So once again, that email is feedback@jackietan.com. Send anything that you feel needs to be communicated with me. I am open ears and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Now let's get into the podcast. Josh, thanks so much for joining me again.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
I thought the last 12 days of Quotemas, yes. Not the last day, it's the 12th day. I mean, not right now, but it will be.
This is the 12th day.
When it's released, yes.
Wow.
This is number 12. Oh, and I thought it'd be really, yeah, like you're special. Thought I'd have you on with me for the 12th day. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was actually really a really great way to do it because you sent through a few quotes. Thanks for that. but the one that really stood out to me, I feel like it really does encapsulate everything, you know, that I've been trying to do this year. And I think you could use it in so many different contexts, mm-hmm. To really make life better. But I really like this one. What gets measured gets managed. And I think we could use it in so many different ways. But please tell me why you love it and how you apply it.
So it's a quote from Peter Drucker, who's a management consultant. And I love it because it basically just highlights the fact that breaking things down to first principles, so breaking things right down to the very essence of what they are from a numerical value, the numbers are of something, the data of something, allows you to then determine a course of action if it's something you want to take action on, provides you a snapshot on something if you want to actually learn about something, or gives kind of a starting point on how to then take the next steps. You know, I think in life itself, life is about growth and life is about moving forwards. And you know, the very essence of life, if you don't move forward, you die. So, you know, with this as a quote that I really enjoy the quote. It's not one I like live by, but I enjoy it because it provides the essence of this is part of life. And if we take this on board and we think about this and we apply it to our own lives, we can actually proceed in ways that are actually going to give us a lot more progress and benefit us in ways that are going to help our future selves achieve or move through or get to where they want to go.
I love that. And it's something that if I'm honest, I'm not all that good at. Because, and it's, we've had this similar conversation in terms of you reflect a lot on what you do. And I guess this quote comes into that because you like to measure and you like to, you know, do better, get better and progress. And the only way to progress is to know what you need to work on. And I'm like, you know, like stick my head in the sand. It didn't work. Oh, well, just keep going. And I guess it brings back that sense of responsibility and accountability to the thing that you're doing that is sometimes not for everyone. This is, I'm just talking personally, like it's a scary place to be to know that you've put so much in, it's not quite good enough just yet. But in order to make it better, like you've got to know where to go. And the only way to do that is to actually reflect on and get the data, measure it. So I'd love to know how you've applied it in your life. And do you apply it both personally and professionally, or is this just something you do in the professional environment?
It's all encompassing.
Okay.
So personally and professionally, I don't think you can separate the two. If you want progress and if you want to, you know, let's say achieve things or get to certain positions, you know, if you want to do that, you shouldn't, for me, it's like you shouldn't actually separate. Oh, personally, I'm not going to measure what I'm doing and look to progress, whatever. It becomes a mindset, you know. Rather than actually, you know, doing it one aspect or not. For me, it's like a whole life thing. If you want to actually improve something or you want to move on something or you want to make something happen, you don't separate out into like, well, here I'm going to do that, here I'm not going to do that. It's like, I want to make something happen, so I'm going to do it, you know. How I've applied it, I've applied it more this year than I have in previous years from taking numbers, taking data, breaking things down and then analyzing where things are at. Or where things have been, a lot more, and it's been really interesting to do that. You alluded to some stuff before, which is like the numbers and the fear, and you know, you were talking about the effort, and I'm not quite there yet. I think the way you think about that is that that's a perception, that's an opinion.
I know, I could see it in your eyes. You're like, you're just trying to not say anything, not interrupt me right
now. I'm let Jackie continue.
He's got thoughts.
Jackie's going to give me some time in a minute and I'm going to go and I'll just reflect upon that. Right? And I'm also like, quiet the voice of my head, quiet the voice of my head.
Yeah, that's right.
because so often we get caught up with our own opinions or judgments. And in that moment, it's the numbers are just giving you a snapshot of what is right now without any judgment, without any perception, without any opinion, without taking into account what you've done or what you're going to do or whatever. It's just these are numbers. You cannot lie because this is what they are. How you wish to move forwards on them or whether you wish to compare them to other numbers, whichever numbers they may be, someone else's podcast or your previous history, what you've done, you know, the last month or the last week or whatever, that's when you can start to make the comparisons and be like, oh, okay, well, maybe the work I was doing did not work to get where I wanted to go. But that's all expectation. That's all ethereal stuff that doesn't exist yet. You can only really think about what happens and what exists now. And these are the numbers that are now. These are facts. This is math right here. How do I make the math work? And I think it goes back to my engineering. This is where this comes from. And a little in before that. So, you know, going back to me this year, mine was like, let's take a whole bunch of aspects professionally. So when I say professionally, I mean like from a business aspect. I spend a portion of my 24 hours of the day working on something that I want to actually bring into the world. Let's take some numbers on that and see how that's going and then compare that to previous years of numbers that I've got, never really looked at to the same extent. And then let's do things personally as well. You know, let's see what aspects of my personal life I can change or time away from that. You know, you separate the day out, we've got numbers, right? 24 hours a day, you spend some sleeping, you spend some eating, spend some for me on business. Other people might be at work. You spend some doing stuff for you personally that has no attachment to anything else but yourself. And looking and taking into account those things. So it's been really interesting. Like this time of the year especially, I've been doing a lot more of it. And seeking the data and seeking the numbers on the through the tools that I have at my disposal is super incredible. It's really, really cool.
Okay. So I'm going to challenge you on the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
But do the numbers reflect everything in the sense that, you know, if you're in the gym, for example, and the goal is a number and you are tracking the progress, you're tracking the everything that you're doing in the weeks leading up, you even go as far as to work out all the numbers in what you should be doing in every single week to eventually get the goal, whatever it is, however you work that out as a trainer, but you don't get there. So in essence, when we go where the numbers don't lie, like where is it not a true reflection of what the outcome is? Because you could also go, well, I feel stronger. I feel fitter. Mm-hmm. I feel really good. I feel better than when I started, but the numbers don't reflect the goal that was the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose.
From a human being perspective,
whatever perspective you need to take that in order to contextualize the numbers don't lie.
Numbers tell one part of a story.
Yep.
They can't tell everything, because if you can't measure something, you can't manage it. So you cannot measure an emotional response, a psychological response. You can't measure feeling. On a scale of 1 to 100, how happy am I today? I'm objectively a 63. You know, you can't do that. And when we're dealing with human beings, and when we're dealing with not even just human beings, just like any being, right, where there is an emotional state involved that can affect outcome, then the numbers themselves provide a guide or guardrails. And then when you look at everything else that can come into that, what other things can affect an outcome? In this regard, you know, what other things can affect a human being's performance? Psychology, emotional state, sleep states, hydration, whatever. So a bunch of that stuff you can measure, but the last little aspect is unable to be measured.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when psychology comes into it. And so having knowledge on things that can be affected and cannot be affected allows you to then break things down and be like, cool, we've accounted for as much as we can account for. That last part we cannot account for. And so then, you know, how attached you are to goals and how attached you are to what the outcome is from a personal perspective can only be accounted for whilst understanding there are things that cannot be planned for, prepared for, or predicted. And this is the beauty of sport, right? It's the beauty of like human achievement, you know, because if it was just a numbers thing, then anyone that goes through any sort of elite level training would all have the same outcomes. It doesn't happen that way.
Mm.
You know, but human beings are a product of an environment which isn't purely math.
Mm.
That's the problem.
Okay. So how do we use this quote in order to, I guess, incorporate the human experience as well as get the data that we need in order to move forward?
My first thought on that is that I personally don't believe human beings take enough data to start with. And just by tracking, measuring things where you're at, you know, whatever that may be, finance or personal outcome or whatever, just by tracking, understanding more of the math that goes around your life, you'll be able to achieve better outcomes, number one.
Math.
I know, right? I know. And I think, you know,
it's not a strong suit.
I mean, the very reason we're here is because someone at some point understood the math of making a microphone. That's all data. That's all fact. You know, that doesn't lie, you know. And so I think the first step into making numbers work is to understand that the numbers you are taking right now, you're probably looking at right now, are not enough. You know, haven't got enough data points to be able to make to derive insight from those numbers. You know, numbers don't lie, right? But you show me a series of 10 numbers, I show you a series of 10 numbers, we're going to see different things. Insights are different. So what you get from those numbers matter. So that's my first thing is take more data points. Because
what data point
points? Depends on the outcome. If you said to me, hey, Josh, I want to make 100 grand next year, right? I'm like, all right, cool. Where are you at right now? What resources do you have available? What tools do you have available to do that? How does that work with your connections? What sort of networks are you looking at? You know, all the, like, you can just go on and on and on with sure. how much you're taking on board. Yeah. There is a point at which is the point of diminishing returns, right? You can take millions of data points and then, you know, there's some point where taking more data is not going to give you more return. Mm. I just don't think anyone's there yet, or most people aren't there yet.
And you also said we don't take enough data points. Like what – I mean, not that I think we should be shooting.
Yeah.
But do you think there are certain things that could contribute to, you know, a better year or being able to achieve our goals? Okay, so what data points should we be looking at?
Okay, cool. That's very – yes. So if we're looking at – what I looked at this year, if we're looking at that, right, health, wealth, happiness, mm-hmm. okay, they're my three main sections of life. And what I wanted to do is put an understanding around where I was at health-wise, what I was doing, wealth-wise, what was happening with the business and life in general, and then happiness, you know, I basically broke down what things make me happy, how often were they doing them.
Cool.
Simple, right?
Mm. And what things make you happy?
Outside, walking outside.
Yep.
Listen to podcasts.
Yep.
Being completely alone in certain periods of time. They're the main three things. Really important. And they're the main three things that make me happy.
Yeah. You know? And have you done the numbers yet? Have you looked?
I've got the numbers. I just haven't gotten the final number yet. Right. Like if I looked at the spreadsheet now, I could tell you.
And how do you measure that? Like, is this a calendar where you're like alone time? Cross that off.
It's a tick box.
It's a tick box.
So what it is.
Something that you've designed.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Something I've designed. So I set up a spreadsheet at the start of the year. I think we discussed this in one of the other episodes. Yeah. So I set up a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And I only had these three things. I could have done 15 different things, right? But I only had like health. For health, it was training in the gym, mm-hmm. 20 minutes at a time, minimum. If I hit 20 minutes, then I can tick it off, right, for that day. Wealth was write my task list for my next day, business-wise. And then the third thing was walk outside. Now, I only took those three things as what I was going to be tracking. And then as I would go on my daily, you know, did I go for walk outside, 20 minutes or more? Tick. Did I go write my task list? Yes. Tick. Did I train in the gym? Tick. Now we're in December 20th, whatever it is today, I can actually go back and I can show you and actually get the numbers, which is actually something I'm going to be doing. So you're kind of like releasing it now. I'm telling you, okay, this year I've trained 173 times for 20 mm-hmm. minutes or more. Mm-hmm. You know, I've walked outside this many days. I've written my task list this many days.
Yeah.
You know, and they were just the things for me.
And then what? Like you have the numbers, mm-hmm. you have the data. Then what? Like, what does it mean that you walked this many times? Like, where's the human side of it to make mm-hmm. you go, that was worth it. Glad I measured it. What needs to change next? Does something need to change? Do I need to add another? Like, what happens next?
I go deeper.
Okay.
Right. So throughout that process, I've gone, cool, I trained this many times throughout the year. How do I now feel physically? Because that health goal is a physical goal. It's attached to something physically I wanted to change or update, right? So all I had to do at the start, the general thing was get into a gym and train for 20 minutes or more, right? Now, that's all I had to commit to this year for goal. No, 20 minutes minimum, right. 4 days a week or more.
Gotcha.
The reason being for me, and this was my own personal thing, is that 4 days a week or more is 50% of the week or more, right? So 3.5 days, obviously 50%. You know, I was like, if I want to achieve something that I couldn't do the year before, 51% is better than 49%. And so I was like, cool, if I can hit that 4 days a week, then I've hit my 50% threshold. Then that to me is success. That's my personal definition of success. And so the next step then is going, cool, throughout this year, I've managed to do this. I've done this many training sessions. My, you know, physically my body's changed because I've been taking photos. So that's part of it as well. Taking photos, what's been the response, you know, reflecting upon that, you know, what have people said to me about how I'm looking or feeling or whatever, you know, what conversations have I had, you know, how's all that gone? And then through that reflection, what's my goals for next year? Or what's my health goal for next year? You know, is there one thing? Is there a couple of things I want to manage? Or is there a couple of things I want to measure now? You know, do I want to measure how often I'm strength training versus how often I'm cardio? You know, there's a whole bunch of different stuff. And like I said before, the numbers can keep going. But what's next is, okay, let's get more specific. Because if I want to actually achieve something different in this realm, then I need to take it a little bit deeper now. Start general, go specific. You know, so that's what the idea is with this one. You know, did I go through and write my task list? Cool. What does that then correlate to business-wise? Did this actually help me? Mm. You know, I can look at that and be like, let's see business numbers. That's a whole other realm of numbers. Yeah. You know, but let's see business numbers and do the numbers this year. Are they comparable, if not better than last year's ones when I didn't have a measurement to actually write my task list? You know, like it wasn't something I had to tick off the box. And are they comparable? And if so, how significantly? You know, if that didn't work, then maybe there's something else I need to be doing or adding in or taking out. And then vice versa for the, you know, happiness, right? I know at the start of the year, same question, what makes you happy? Walking outside makes me happy. I can do that. I'm going to put that on the list. And then if I reflect upon a year, now this is where things get subjective. If I reflect upon a year, was my total year, do I feel like it was happier than the year before? There's your answer, you know. So there's a bit of human in that, and there's obviously you use the numbers to drive the insights to get the outcome, and then repeat and go again. So this is a question I received recently. It's like, and it wasn't for you, like, okay, what are you doing next year? You know, what are you looking at doing? And I was like, I haven't spent the time reflecting yet. Yeah. You know, we've still got next week, during which time I will spend more time being like, now I need to actually dedicate the time to look at and reflect upon and then determine and decide. You know, I've found that the system as a whole has worked for me though. Mm-hmm. You know, previous years I've written things on whiteboards or I've had post-it notes around or done nothing and just been like, no, I'm just going to float through the world this year, you know. But the system of actually Sunday night, Monday morning, ticking something off when I'm doing numbers for payroll or tax or whatever it's going to be, it's just part of that system that works for me. I look forward to doing that and seeing where I was at.
What if you fall short? How do you then take the numbers? Do you go, oh, well, I'll try harder next year? Like what happens when you've got the data?
Define fall short.
Well, you said 51% is better than 49%.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, let's just say, I don't know what you've got, but let's just say you've got 45%.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then? Are you still happy with it? Do you keep it? Do you move on from it? I know you said you go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
What is deeper and how much do you stay true to that number and how much does that mean to you?
You don't take it – like I haven't taken it as a yearly track, right? So
right.
I've broken it down. So it's week by week, right?
Yeah, but that still gives you
– yep. And so if I've done 2 weeks, so I see the numbers every week, right? Mm. If I've done 2 weeks where I've trained like three times or two times, in that moment, end of January 2023, I'm like, I need to do better next week.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that feedback very quickly.
Right.
So I can tell you right now, there's literally been 3 weeks this year that I've trained three times or less because I know those numbers. So it allows me to then go, this is short term, right? Short term insight. It gives me a point of where I'm at on the map, right? How have I gone? So I can tell you my numbers this year are above 60, 70%. You know, I've done that. You know, closer to 90 whatever percent if I'm looking at just 50%, or if I'm looking at did I train five times or six times or seven times, I can break them down into a lot more depth.
So this is because you're keeping weekly tabs on it?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't a like I'm going to do this, and then just tick it, and then the end of the year counts it up.
Okay.
It's every week, where am I at?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to actually manage the numbers, and if you're going to actually manage what you're measuring, you've got to do it regularly. You can't just be like, I'm going to do this now, and I'm going to forget about it, and then I'm going to do that in a year and see what's happened. Because the more you do it, the more insight you get. You know, so what I've done throughout the year is the end of the week. And this is just like not a what I've done spending and what I'm doing. It's like, cool, last week I hit 3. Why was that? I was sick or I went away. There was no gyms available. So even if I do train, I can't tick that box, you know. Or it was just a busy week. I just couldn't make the time. Whatever. I know what that is at that point in time so I can then counteract it for the next week.
Are you also – you just gave the reasons, for example, in a week that you haven't hit them. Are you writing this down? Is this in the spreadsheet as well? Like, is there an explanation next the week why you didn't sick this week?
Of course.
Right. So that's part of the measuring.
Yeah, because I know that if I get to the end of the year and I look back on it, I'm like, why was that the case?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't measure it. I didn't tell me why.
How long do you spend doing that?
Which
every
part?
Every week going
the
into
ticking
your,
the boxes?
Getting into the spreadsheet.
Less than a minute.
Yeah.
Less than a minute. I set it up. It has to be manageable. It has to be bite-sized, right? And so every day when I write my task list, which is one of the tasks, which is very gets very meta, every day when I write my task list, I write on that train, right? Train. And if I do it, I cross it off on that day. So when I get to the end of the week, I just go back, like, train, train, didn't train, didn't train, 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 train. Five, right? And so this, I'm only taking 3 numbers. I tick, 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 write 3 numbers, and then I put that into the month, and then it's done. Less than a minute. The initial setup took a lot longer, you know, so I set this spreadsheet up, took a lot longer, but I set it up for success. Like, there was no way I was going to fail unless I decided that I didn't like clicking the box. You know, you can dedicate a minute to do this. And I also have to give a shout out to Branson, because and last time we chatted about this, I said Branson had dropped off from doing it, right? So when I see the Excel spreadsheet, Branson's numbers not there. He'd actually changed from doing on the spreadsheet to a whiteboard in his house.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And so I got a message from him after he listened to the episode and it was like, check the spreadsheet. And I checked it and I was like, these weren't there when I spoke about it, I swear to God. And he sent me a photo. He was like, I've been doing it on the whiteboard because it's easier for me to see in his vision to tick it. So Branson, I apologize. I'm rectifying the situation right now. So two of us have kept it up all year, you know, but it has to be easy. It has to be manageable for yourself.
Yeah.
And it does take a bit of awareness around how you respond, how you do things to do it. But these are the numbers that I've taken. And so I can be like, cool. You know, your question was, what happened if you fell short? I knew I was not going to fall short by, you know, the time I got into the routine of doing it because it's weekly. You know, if I did it daily, even better. If I go, I haven't trained 2 days this week and it's Tuesday, I need to train every single day. You know, like the more you take, the more information you get, the more insight you can get out of it and the more you're able to make action moving forwards.
Amazing. I'm so glad you brought up Branson because it shows how we are so different in how we collect data, how we interpret what's easy for us. And I need to figure out what's easy for me. I think I like the idea of a notebook. Anything digital, I just don't do. So it's really important to do the thing that you're going to stick to and that works for you. We're going to wrap this up.
All right.
Keep it nice and sweet. You said health, wealth, and
happiness.
Happiness. Mm-hmm. So if they're the 3 things that you think are important for people to be measuring, can you just give us maybe a few different things we could measure in those just to get the juices flowing for people and then how to set themselves up for success if you've got some tools come January 1st?
Ooh, this is a big one. I've got to wrap it up. I've got a time limit. So things with health, right? Very easy ones with health, and you can measure movement, how much you're moving, you know, and most iPhones, fit trackers, whatever, will give you a step counter. I would start there, right? Did I, you know, how much did I move? How many steps did I take today? And then can I do more tomorrow? Or can I reach a like threshold? Like I've done 30,000, I can actually do no more. What's your goal? You know, those things are very easy for that. They present data in a very efficient way. Health, that'd be the first thing I would say. How much are you moving? You can also track things like sleep and water, right? So sleep can be done on trackers as well. Water can be done, obviously, with, you know, measuring your drink bottles or whatever that may be. So that would be my three for health. Wealth-wise, I would be looking at – there are different ways to how you define wealth. So this depends upon the person themselves. If you run a business, know your business numbers. So profit and loss, income, outgoings, where your expenses, knowing what that is on a fortnightly or monthly basis. And then making what change can you make to actually either reduce expenses, maximize income. If you're working for someone, you're an employee and you get a wage, how you're spending your excess money, as in like your play money. Are you investing it or are you just frivolously spending it? You know, tracking those things. And that is literally just a bank account audit. You know, we've talked about this. That doesn't, it takes an hour, put some headphones in and go back through it. You can actually search terms in most bank accounts like McDonald's, you know, and it'll come up with all the times you spent at McDonald's or whatever that may be. You can actually get those numbers as well. So track income and outgoings and where that's going. And then obviously you can then go from an investment perspective, returns you're getting, et cetera, et cetera. So, but that gets a bit too much. And then happiness is working out and having to think about what makes you happy. And some things are things like, you know, one of Branson's ones was quality conversations he had, you know, and I really love this one because it's like, did I have a conversation today with someone that made me feel good? I left feeling good. Like, that's a great one to have because a lot of people go through their days having the same conversations with the same people in the same atmospheres and environments, and they don't actually leave going, that was really uplifting, you know. Things like that, time spent with family, if that's one of them, or time spent with friends. And just tracking things that make you happy. Like for me, I like going for walks outside and I know why that is. So like, tick that box off, you know, whatever that be, time spent reading, you know, did I actually get to read today for 20, 30 minutes, whatever. Put a little bit of a boundary around it, like a SMART goal around it, specific, measurable, et cetera, and then just tick a box. You know, the end goal is just to tick a box. Did I do this? Yes or no?
Amazing.
Yes.
That's so great, Josh. This is awesome. And it's I feel like this really wraps up not only the 12 days of Quotemess.
It's very special, thank you.
But also like the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I believe, will help set people up for next year as well. And taking into account that happiness metric, which, you know, you'd think that you can't measure, but as you've just said, like it actually, you know, when you think about all the things that do make you happy, it can be measured. Mm-hmm. Because it then it kind of forces you then to go, oh, I haven't done the thing that mm-hmm. is really important to me and does bring happiness. So I love that. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having
me. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year and happy holidays. Here's to a spectacular 2024.
Let's get it.
Boom.